When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
A lot of stuff packed into this hour. You got two rounds of the Moist Line, 320 and 520. Hacking a dumpster, a double dump today. We got two dumps into the dumpster. Who are they? We'll tell you. And, yeah, it's very diverse. Hacking a dumpster is very diverse. And we're going to talk again now to Mark Kloss. Polly Kloss's father, we had him on for a while yesterday because today was supposed to be a hearing. The killer, Richard Allen Davis, who kidnapped, raped, and murdered Mark's 12-year-old daughter, Polly, back in 1993, broke into her bedroom while she was having a slumber party, and her body was left on the side of the road for 2 months. And he was given the death penalty, but he was never killed. And he's alive long enough so Gavin Newsom could sign a bill giving him a resentencing hearing. Great. That fake baseball player. Well, let's talk to Mark Kloss, Polly's father, and see if that hearing happened and what occurred there. Mark.
Yes, sir.
Well, I haven't heard a thing about this today. What happened?
Well, we did indeed have the hearing. It started at 9 o'clock. It happened right next door to the very courtroom that Davis was tried in back in 1996. And we had a wonderful district attorney. Her name was Sarah Brooks from Sonoma County, made the argument for the people, and she was very clear in her argument. The judge came in extremely well prepared. He seemed to completely understand all of the issues that were being dealt with. He listened to everything that both sides had to say. He had very little to say to Sarah, but he continually interrupted the defense with questions as to the veracity of their arguments, asking at least three times, "So you're asking me to overturn a jury's verdict?" Now, this all culminated within about 40 minutes, and he said that he would do a written decision, he would hold another hearing, and read his decision on the 31st of May. And I have to say, John, I have a lot of confidence in the district attorney. She seemed to rule the day. She was very confident. Her arguments made a lot of sense, even to somebody like me, except when she started citing sections of the penal code, which is something that only lawyers can follow. So I feel much better today than I did when we spoke yesterday.
What could be the arguments that Richard Allen Davis's defense attorney would have for revising the sentence? I'm always curious what their public stance is here.
Yeah, well, that gets very complicated. But in essence, it's a new law. It's Penal Code Section 1172.75, and it basically says that. Well, hang on, I can tell you what it says. It basically says that any sentence that was handed down with certain enhancements deserves a resentence hearing. And the judge was questioning whether that actually meant death penalty convicts like Richard Allen Davis. And again, he asked them time after time, why are you're asking me to overturn a jury sentence? And he's been very disinclined to do that. So we just have to wait and see.
Right.
But I do have confidence.
Yeah, there's different kinds of enhancements. There's enhancements like a gun enhancement, where you get an extra 10 years in prison for using a gun in the commission of a crime. And then with death penalty cases, there's special circumstances, like there's ordinary murders and there's murders with special circumstances, such as lying in wait, or especially aggravated and heinous type of murder, which obviously Polly's was. And that's where you move from life without parole into a death penalty situation. And that's a separate hearing and a separate vote by the jury.
That's correct. There's also all of the three strike sentences were handed down with enhancements. That's what three strikes was about. It was all about enhancements, and the enhancements were based on previous convictions. So like I said yesterday, I think the attempt is to get rid of three strikes.
Yeah.
The attempt is to empty the prisons, and the attempt is to do away with the death penalty, and hopefully they failed in all of those, at least as it applies to Richard Allen Davis.
That you're absolutely right. The real story is they want to destroy the three strikes legislation and come at a back door and try to get enhancements thrown out or rescinded. And then the other thing is to wipe out the death penalty. Because the death penalty is law, and the public, as we discussed yesterday, has reaffirmed the death penalty repeatedly through a number of referendums, including asking that they speed up the executions. And right now, the governor put a moratorium in, which legally has the power to do, and he's trying to dismantle death row. Maybe we'll get another governor someday to open up death row and set up an express lane so all these bastards get killed finally, because that's what they deserve.
Well, that's what we deserve. That's what everybody deserves. Certainly my family deserves that in this instance. So we'll have to see how it goes. But my main goal, one of my main goals today, was to spread the word and to make sure that people understood that this was going down, and certainly to send a signal out to the other families, the other 9,500 families that are going to find themselves in the same situation that I am. And I think we got pretty good press coverage, so I think a lot more people are going to be informed now than were a couple of days ago.
Now, you had a lawyer from Santa Clara County appointed by the district attorney?
No, it was a Sonoma County attorney. The venue was moved back in 1996. They felt he couldn't get a fair trial in Sonoma County, so they moved the venue to Santa Clara County. But it was Sonoma County attorneys that it was a Sonoma County district attorney that tried the case.
Because I know here in L.A. County, George Gascon doesn't let his deputies argue these cases on behalf of the victims' families. And I wonder if it would apply in a case like this. If this had happened in Los Angeles County, would you have gotten an attorney to argue the case before the judge?
Well,
because down here,
people's attorney.
What's that?
I mean, she is the people's attorney. She was not my attorney. I'm not.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. In L.A. County, George Gascon will not let his deputies argue these cases when it comes to a resentencing hearing on enhancements. So I was just thinking out loud about it there. Well, all right. Well, this is good. It sounds like the judge was very skeptical of the defense arguments. Just one more question. Did this defense attorney, did he question any of the facts of the case?
No.
No.
Nobody questioned the facts of the case. That's not what this was about at all.
This
was simply about making the argument and using a backdoor argument to get the penalty overturned, quite frankly. That's what they were trying to do.
So it was like a process.
That's what the judge kept calling him on.
It was like a process hearing. It wasn't like he was trying to backdoor say that there were the following problems in this case, and that's why he ought to be resentenced. It was just that he was eligible for it. Okay. Well, listen, Mark, thank you very much for coming on here, and I look forward to talking with you after May 31st, and hopefully the judge will issue... And is this a one-time thing? They can take one shot at this? Or is this like a parole where, you know, every year they're going to come for a resentencing?
You know what? When I walk out of the courtroom after he was sentenced to death, I turned to the cameras and I said, finally, this is finished. John, it's never finished.
All right, Mark.
They never stop.
I'm so sorry you have to go through all this. Thanks for coming on with us again.
Cool.
All right, Mark Kloss. Mark Kloss, Polly's dead. You believe how Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom torture a guy like that? 30 years he's had to live with that brutal kidnap, rape, and murder of his daughter. 30 years. And every time they think they have this guy put away, it is like a horror movie. The monster comes rising up. Somehow it's like Newsom and Jerry Brown are Frankenstein researchers. And they get the monster to rise up out of the grave and terrorize Richard Allen Davis, terrorize Mark Kloss and his family all over again. Richard Allen Davis is the Frankenstein monster here. Still alive, 69 years old. Still haven't killed him. Unbelievable. This is such an immoral government with an immoral governor. The whole thing is disgusting. No civilized society should have a system like this where Richard Allen Davis lives and we got to spend tax money constantly convincing judges to keep him locked up and to fulfill the execution order. This is what the public wants. If this was up for a vote, what do you think would be on a referendum? What do you think would be the vote? If everybody could read exactly what Richard Allen Davis did to Polly Kloss that night in 1983, what do you think the vote would be on a public referendum? All right, more coming up. We have two rounds of the Moist Line and two hacks to throw in the dumpster. All ahead.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We got the Moist Line coming up in just 1 minute. One thing I wanted to tell you, this story came out yesterday, but we got more detail, and it's good news, and I want to share good news as often as possible because we don't get much. There is a poll by WPA Intelligence. It's a company out of Washington, D.C. We got a 3.5% margin of error. 817 L.A. County registered voters. It's a poll of who do you want as the next district attorney in November in L.A. County. And Nathan Hochman has a 21-point lead over George Gascon. How about that? Hochman has 44% of the vote. Gascon, 23%. Hochman's up 44-23. There's one-third undecided. And the way it breaks down is 40% of those polled said they'll vote for anyone to get Gascon out of office. 20% said it didn't matter who's running against him, they would only vote for Gascon. You imagine that? One out of five people. The rest of the public seems to be open to either candidate or is undecided, but generally, undecided voters break for the challenger, not the incumbent. Because if you're sold on the guy after 3.5 years, there isn't going to be much that changes your mind. Here's the key question. And this is why Hochman's winning 44-23, and it's obvious, but it's nice to see quantified. Gascon, 60% of the voters feel less safe than they did before Gascon. 60% say they're less safe. You know what percentage say they're more safe? 7%. 7%. His favorability rating is only 18%, an unfavorability rating of 47%. All right, so that's good news. Nathan Hochman up 44-23 over Gascon. All right, let's do the Moist line. 877-MOIST-86, 877-MOIST-86. Let's go.
Hey, it's John. Thanks for calling the Moist line. I'm so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
I just did my taxes. Guess what? I'm getting a $12,000 federal return. And guess what else? I'm paying $1,500 in state taxes. What the hell? I swear, California is so difficult to live in. We've got to change this government. Too many taxes. Get rid of Gavin Newsom.
I drive through Glendale all the time, and it's always old BMWs that are racing up and down the freeway. Thank God there's never any CHP cars around to stop them.
So that ridiculous cryptocurrency guy gets busted and jail time for stealing $8 billion. Can we do the California state government people now for stealing our money?
You don't like bikes whizzing by you so close? Then move the f*** over so we can get by.
The good news is Governor Gavin Newsom has announced 480 cameras placed in Oakland. The bad news is 385 of them have been stolen.
Yeah, this is about the potholes. I thought SB1 was supposed to pay for the freeway stuff. What the heck is wrong with these goons? I guess John was right. They're out there playing with hookers and tiddlywinks.
I just heard that Deborah Mark got an award, and I thought, oh, how sweet. She's so nice, and you really deserve it, Deborah. Congratulations.
Oh,
I live in Orange County, and my wife saw a head walking along my back wall just a few days ago. I went outside to check it out. I look over the wall, and what do I see? One of the bitty gardeners taking a right over my wall.
Wow, so 90% of those 400,000 migrants that the administration chartered in were placed into Texas and Florida. I wonder what motivation our Democratic executive office would have to flood two of the most conservative states with likely Democrat voters. I don't know.
If you book your land adventure on a cruise through the cruise lines, they will wait for you. But if you go to a non-sponsored travel company, they're not going to wait. And that's probably what happened.
Yes, I think that's a great idea. Another tax on us Californians. That's just what we need. A $50 Big Mac and taxes to the end so no one can live here but Newsom and the migrants.
Hi, I'm Presley, and I listen to KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk with my mom every day.
This is turning minimum wage jobs into careers, which is socialism. The mom and pop shop like mine paying $25 an hour to get them back from Taco Bell or Burger King where they're making 20. So instead of paying $16 an hour, now as a little guy, I got to pay $25 an hour. I already went through this. That's why I sold my businesses.
Who decided that you have to make a living for your family on McDonald's or any of them? That's ridiculous. You get a better job. You learn, which of course we have a lot of people in this state now that don't care about education.
Acai is bullshit, John. Just eat an apple.
I went to Starbucks yesterday morning and also this morning and bought the same small coffee. Yesterday's price was $2.65. Today, $3.25. Whoa. An increase of 60 cents.
So everybody laughed when I said the Democrats were going to start giving free health care and welfare to illegal aliens living abroad.
They're not bringing the illegals into Florida and Texas to embarrass the governors. It's just like when the proposition to reduce immigration in California failed. What happened? It became a one-party state after one generation. One generation from now, Florida, Texas, California, and New York are all going to be Democrat. They did it in Minnesota, too, and that's the end of the game.
I pray that Steve Garvey wins. I'm so done with this evil, satanic, communist, left crap that's just destroying our beautiful state. It's driving me out of my mind, and throw in Gavin Newsom, too.
I have a quick question about the new metro line that just opened, the D line. What does the D stand for? Drug addicts?
I have to ride Metro. I don't want to be protected by an ambassador with an iPad and Narcan. I want SEAL Team 6.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
To the little mentioned Steve Garvey. At least we know Steve Garvey was a real baseball player. I saw him play.
I did too.
I saw him play.
Yep.
Gavin Newsom is a fake baseball player. Why do we vote for fake baseball players and not real baseball players? All right, more coming up. Two hacks in a dumpster. And another round of the Moist Line coming up. And look at that. The first time I can remember that you had a nice call on the Moist Line.
I know, that was so nice. Somebody congratulating me on my award. You know, there are a few people, I think, that listen to the show that like me.
I thought there was going to be something at the end.
Yeah,
something that was going to under... But no.
Nope.
An actual compliment.
Leave it on a happy note.
All right.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
It's time for John Cobalt to throw a hack in a dumpster.
John Cobalt Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app, on from 1 till 4. After 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app. It's a podcast version, same as the radio show. And we got another round of the Moist Line coming up in about 15 minutes. And then Conway to follow. Well, it's time for Hacking a Dumpster. And we haven't done Hacking a Dumpster in a while. We have two hacks to throw in. And this was inspired by the The trash house, the one in the Fairfax District on Martel Avenue. And this is even being covered around the world. I mean, Karen Bass has got to be awfully proud that for 10 years, garbage has piled up on the front lawn of this house, and the city has done next to nothing about it. Do you know how many tons of garbage has been removed? This is the latest on the story. The New York Post? The New York Post has something on this. This is such a national embarrassment. 7 tons of garbage. 7 tons. Now, that's 14,000 pounds. How many times did he have to walk out with a bag of garbage to get to 14,000 pounds? He must have walked out there, I mean, like 2,000 times? I don't know. What's a bag of garbage weigh? Thousands of times this guy walks and dumps it on the lawn, and the city doesn't stop him and doesn't clean it up until it covers his Toyota Celica. And so you ended up with workers in hazmat suits, masks, and construction hats to remove the garbage mountains. Oh, and the rats. The rats headed for the hills. They were scurrying all over the place.
A regular 10-gallon trash bag holds about 10 pounds worth of trash.
10 pounds. So if you have 14,000 pounds, you must have had, what, like 1,400 trips he took. 1,400 bags. 1,400 bags he walks out. And nobody at the city noticed. Oh, we didn't see anything. We didn't smell anything. The neighbors did. But listen to this. They have this guy's name. Raymond Gayon. He's lived at the property for almost 30 years. He was ordered to remove the garbage in 2014. 3 years later, in 2017, the city filed 2 misdemeanor criminal charges for noncompliance. The case is dismissed in 2019. So there was never any accountability. There was no penalty. I mean, they had the evidence. You just had to take one photo. It's like, wow, look at that. There's 14,000 pounds of garbage. I guess he's guilty, right? How did that happen? 2014 to 2024. And they've offered him mental health services. Yeah, they offered him. But he says no. The neighbors think that Gayon lives in an RV around the corner and just uses the property as a dumping ground. And the city lets him for 10 years. And then you get these two clowns showing up at the scene. And these are the two dumpies. Kitty Yaroslavsky, the city councilwoman. We found a clip of her explaining why she wants to run for office.
I was always interested in public service. I went to law school because I wanted to do some sort of meaningful work and ended up doing climate work. And
well, climate work.
Wasn't at all interested in running for office. It didn't cross my mind.
14,000 bags of garbage.
Supervisor Kuhl. And
pounds.
Loved the work. And it was amazing how much you could get done through government when you worked for someone who was effective.
You could get a lot of with government because you're effective? Then how come you couldn't throw out the 1,400 bags of garbage? You could have gotten a lot done if you and Karen Bass had gone down there and lifted up the bags. 700 for Karen, 700 for Katie. I'll continue with this and get the crowd ready here.
I was always interested in public service. I went to law school because I wanted to do some sort of meaningful work.
We've got the mob. We've got the Ukrainians. And we're going to throw spindly little Katie Yaroslavsky into the dumpster. Lift her up. Spin her up in the air and in. There you go. That's Deborah giving her the old raspberry at the end there. Now, let's get Karen Bass, another one who's got into public service because government can do so much good and so effective. Let's hear from Karen here.
And I worry about the individual there, this place catching fire, him losing his life. This, to me, is a public health emergency.
A public health emergency? a fire hazard.
I worry about the individual.
Ukrainians,
there,
grab her.
Catching fire.
Yes.
For losing his life.
Public health
this
emergency.
To me is a public health emergency. This is a fire hazard.
Yeah, there you go. You're in the dumpster. You've been thrown in the dumpster. Good job. Thank you, Ukrainians. Karen Bass, Katie Yaroslavsky, our honorees. Two hacks in a dumpster that got into public service to be effective and to help people. And 10 years. 10 years. And you had 14,000 pounds of garbage. 1,400 bags of garbage. Nobody in the city ever picked it up. And he was never held accountable once in 10 years. Good work. Very effective. When we come back, we've got a second round of the Moist Line coming up. Fix your vision with more accuracy than at any other time in the past, and I will give you a wave light LASIK exam for free if you're one of the first 14 callers. This will cure your nearsightedness, farsightedness, your astigmatism, your need for reading glasses. In fact, no more glasses of any kind. No ugly glasses, no irritating contacts. You will see crystal clear. It only takes 20 minutes to do the procedure. No pain, no discomfort. You walk out of there 20/20 or better in most cases. So here we go. A Wavelight LASIK exam. It's free if you call now and you're one of the first 14. Call 866-559-4444. Saddleback, 866-559-4444. 866-559-4444.
We're going to a crash on the 405 in West L.A.
You're really slow here on that southbound side with a backup getting away from Sunset Boulevard.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We played the first round of the Moist Line. We had a young boy. He was part of the Moist Line and apparently he's a very excited listener, which was great to see. You know, a lot of our audience, we've been very lucky. We've had several generations of KFI listeners. It's been passed down like a family tradition from mother and father to son and daughter. And it looks like he's part of the new generation coming up. I don't know how old he was, but it was great to hear from you. Thank you. And this is something you ought to do. You ought to be getting your kids to listen to KFI at all times. All right, let's start the indoctrination process. Make them better citizens. All right, time we do the Moist Line here, 877-MOIST-86. If you want to be on next week, 877-MOIST-86. Let's go, part two.
Hey, it's John. Thanks for calling the Moist Line. I'm so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
You're so right. Karen Bass is just a lifetime political hack, taking money off of all the taxpayers, probably never worked a job in her day. She walks around with that smile that looks like the Joker from Batman, and if she had real things to say, she would bring out the results about putting homes for the homeless. And I don't want to hear the unhoused anymore. I'm sick of that. But she's a phony, and I don't know why they voted her in.
So I'm on vacation right now in Texas for the eclipse, driving from Dallas to Austin. The roads are beautiful. The gas is cheap. People get out of your way in the fast lane. And it's 75 miles an hour for all vehicles, including trucks. I don't know what California's doing, and I don't know what I'm still doing there.
San Francisco used to be on a lot of people's bucket list. Now you can put it on new list. You can put it on their poop bucket list.
Wow. John, sounds like you had a Bidenville moment there, bud. Maybe it's time for you to go to the rest home, my friend.
I went into a Habit Burger Grill and mentioned to the clerk the higher prices. She seemed very apologetic. I mentioned that part of this may have to do with the $20 an hour wage. She said yes, but they cut her hours from 80 hours to 50 hours per pay period. And they cut staffing. She is now doing the work two people did previously. She's taking home less and working harder. She seemed very sad. Thank you, Governor Newsom. You have no idea the pain you're causing.
Financial yeah, I can confirm that. I am a college student, and I have had to sign 3 in-class code of conducts at a JC because they start to bring politics into English classes. I also had to read a book called White Rage. And because of, you know, my opposition, they're trying to kick me out of school now. It's fantastic.
So Mayor Karen Bass declares the trash house an emergency, but the homeless people, they've been throwing their trash outside for how long now, but she don't give a shit about that. Come on, man.
We've been talking and hearing about the reason why there's so much homelessness, because there's not enough affordable housing. Well, if the average house price in Southern California now is $750,000, $800,000, exactly how much money do these people living in their tents have to have affordable housing?
Yeah.
Like, I guess an affordable housing would be, what, like a shed from Home Depot? It's ridiculous. It's not a right to live here. If you don't want to go to work and get your into a job, go to the desert.
I just came back from the river, and I stopped in Blythe to get gas. And in talking to the attendant at the gas station, I learned that he was born and raised in San Clemente, but he now lives in Blythe because he could not afford to live in San Clemente and obviously understood the importance of having a roof over his head. He did not buy an RV and park it on Van Nuys Boulevard and say, welcome home.
You can clean up your house. I am here in my house, and it is very dirty. Please clean your house. Thank you.
Watching Newsom trying to answer questions about the minimum wage and Panera Bread and all that, it's the first time I've ever seen him in front of the camera where he's not smiling and laughing down to other people.
He was sweating.
Kind of interesting.
He was caught.
Thank you for leaving your message.
There you go.
Please hang up. Goodbye.
Speaking of gas, let's see. Right now, today, according to AAA, state-by-state gas prices, California, $5.27 for regular, $5.27. Colorado, $3.06. That is $2.21 less. Why? Second place behind California, thousands of miles out in the ocean. Hawaii is only at $4.70. Why are we at $5.27 and Hawaii $4.70?
I paid $5.02 on Tuesday.
Number two state on this continent, Washington, at $4.58. That is 70 cents less than California. The number two state on the continent is 70 cents less. Why? Why? Colorado, $3.06. And they're the lowest, but they're not the only one in the threes. Let me scroll this up. Uh-huh. Mississippi, 310. Oklahoma, 317. Kansas, 318. See? Louisiana, 318. Arkansas, 319. Texas, 320. Tennessee, 321. Alabama, 321. Even in the Northeast, Delaware, 322. South Carolina, 323. You see all this? It's lots of states. Dozens. Conway's here.
Are those the people who listen to Bill Handel?
No. Those were gas prices.
Oh, those are gas prices? Yeah,
$3.06 in Colorado.
You got to be kidding me.
$5.27 in California.
Wow. I got to move to Colorado.
Yeah.
Get some gas.
You can move almost anywhere and get a much better deal.
Yeah. I'm with you. I think California is becoming expensive.
You got an exclusive on that?
I'm working on something right now for the 5 o'clock hour.
I see. A little teaser there.
Yeah, that's right.
We got breaking news.
That's right.
California's expensive.
Hey, don't ruin my whole bit. Don't give all the information away now. I got an hour to kill and to do some work before 5 o'clock. So we're going to talk about that at 5. Alex Michelson's coming on at 4:35. And Arnold Axelrod. Aaron Axelrod is coming on. He's a listener. I listen to what this guy offered me. A very sweet man. I said I wanted to go to the Eclipse. He has a 40-foot motorhome. He said he'd pay for gas and food if he and I drive to Dallas together to watch the Eclipse.
You going?
It sounds good.
It's...
You know, for a married guy in Burbank to be offered a cross-country trip on another guy's dime.
That's a pretty good deal. I'd take it.
I don't know the guy, but, you know, there's plenty of room in the motorhome if we don't get along.
That's right. Odds are he's perfectly normal.
He's got a motorhome, so he's my kind of people.
Right, yeah.
You know, he's Walmart.
Did you see? They printed a map of all the Airbnb locations in the country.
Pink
dots and blue dots.
Yeah.
Pink means sold out. And if on the strip where you're going to get totality for the Eclipse, runs from Texas all the way up to upstate New York, all pink.
All sold out.
Pink stripe, yeah, all that. That region is entirely sold out.
Man, oh, man.
Everything else blue. There's plenty of room elsewhere. People have been planning this for years.
And you know what's going to happen? I bet you 85% of the people are going to get their phone out and record it on video. Instead of enjoying the moment, they're going to record it, and they'll never watch it again.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like a wedding video.
It's supposed to be cloudy over much of that area.
Oh, that's going to be hell.
Yeah, I know. People are going to riot.
Do you have video of your wedding?
Yes.
Okay. How many times have you seen it since your wedding?
I've only seen it once in the last 10 years because I wanted to see if the video had degraded.
Oh, okay.
I was going to transfer it to...
But have you ever had friends over and say, hey, you want to see my wedding video?
No. There would be nobody.
You would never do that?
No.
Yeah, because you're a real guy.
My kids never wanted to see it.
Well, I purposely...
My wife certainly doesn't want to see it.
I purposely didn't get ours videotaped because I'd said I would never go to a buddy's house if he was offering dinner in a wedding video.
No.
I'd never do that.
Maybe a honeymoon video you'd watch.
I've seen those. Those are pretty good.
Yeah.
You know,
I think there's a YouTube channel for that.
Yeah, because that guy's he gets everything he wants, and then it goes downhill from there after the honeymoon.
Well, you have one good day.
One good day is, look, as Neil Saavedra said, being in the bottom of the barrel is still in the barrel.
The great philosopher. All right. I got to go.
Ding dong with you.
Always here. Ashley Johnson has the news live in the...
She's great.
24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tenor girl goes shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.